Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's show comes from this month's Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot Jazz. These free concerts are on the second Thursday of each month, and they feature the outstanding resident jazz talent of this area. We record the concerts and present highlights here on Jazz Northwest. This concert features saxophonist Alex Dugdale, who we first encountered playing and tap dancing with the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band. The tap dancing was kind of a secret weapon in director Scott Brown's arsenal and helped the band nail down top honors at essentially Ellington. Since then, Alex Dugdale has earned degrees from Eastman School of Music and the Seattle Pacific University, and he holds the regular baritone sax chair in the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. And he still tap dances. He also performs regularly with the Fade Quartet, or Quintet, you'll hear in this concert. Here's John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, introducing the band at the Seattle Art Museum.
It has been my absolute joy to have been a witness and continue to be a witness to Alex Dugdale's career in his presence on this scene and his embrace of this scene. I was talking to his mother over there, remembering the times when Alex was in high school and was doing the tap dancing on the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, David Dance, Before the Lord. It's a trajectory we're all going to get a chance to catch a part of. Hell of a band, too, I must say. Please welcome John Hansen on the piano. Evidence of the 200 trio, Cole Schuster on guitar. Greg Feingold on bass, Max Holmberg on drums, Alex Dugdale.
Thank you. you. Thank you very much. Cole Schuster on the guitar. John Hansen on the piano. Max Holmberg on the drums. And Greg Feingold on the bass. My name is Alex Dugdale. Thank you. That was a wonderful composition of mine. In a tribute to one of my favorite saxophone players, Cannonball Adderley, and that song was called Soul Balls. So thank you. Moving right along to a fun tune also that I wrote. We're going to hear a lot of that tonight. It's my band, so we get to do my music. this is a very fun waltz. It's a very swaggy waltz, and it's called Swaltz.
You're listening to the Alex Dugdale Fade Quintet in concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Alex Dugdale featured on alto saxophone in his composition, Swaltz. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the jazz scene around the sound on Jazz Northwest. Here's Alex.
Next up is a song that we've been doing for a long time, and we're going to put this on our upcoming album. But it is not yet public domain, so if we were to play the melody, we would have to pay for it. So we're not going to play the melody. I found a loophole.
Thank you.
That's how we avoid paying for stuff. Max Holmberg on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. That was super fun. I turned around so I could look at him to make sure we got all the cues, and I just couldn't stop smiling. But if you could see my face, it'd be like that the whole time. That was called T for Two, by the way. Next up is a recent composition. This is written for my good friend Vince Ryman, who is an up-and-coming writer and filmmaker. And this tune was written for his upcoming short film. This is called Amina's Song, and John Hansen and I will play a little together on this. John Hansen, everybody. And now, finally, something I didn't write. Thank you.
Thank you.
What Is This Thing Called Love? Played by the Alex Dugdale Fade Quintet. Alex Dugdale on alto sax, with John Hansen at the piano, Cole Schuster guitar, Greg Feingold bass, and Max Holmberg on drums. This concert coming to you in the Art of Jazz series from the Seattle Art Museum, recorded earlier this month. 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the live jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's Alex Dugdale.
One last composition by me in this set. This is one that last time we played, we went really, 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 really fast, and Max's hand literally flew off, never to be seen again. So we got a new one, new hand. This is a blues, and it's really fast, and it's really fun, and it's called The Dugout.
Thank you.
Max Holmberg on the drums. Cole Schuster on the guitar. Greg Feingold on the bass. John Hansen on the piano. My name is Alex Dugdale. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That was another composition of mine. That was written after a trip I took to New Orleans. And that's called Get Down, G-I-T-D-O-W-N, Get Down. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And thanks to Alex Dugdale and the Fade Quintet for this concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Alex Dugdale played alto and tenor saxes, tenor in this last one. John Hansen was the pianist, Cole Schuster on guitar, Greg Feingold bass, and Max Holmberg on drums, the latter three also known as the 200 Trio. We have more music from this set, and we're out of time today, but we'll play a few more pieces from the second set next week. This concert was part of the free monthly series arranged by John Gilbreth of Earshot Jazz and presented on the second Thursday of each month at the Seattle Art Museum. Next month, John A. Kendrick will sing on March 12th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz. And our thanks to all the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for House Sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production for 88.5 KNKX and Jazz Northwest. Before we leave you today, I want to mention a few things going on the jazz scene. The big Seattle Opera production of Charlie Parker's Yardbird is in progress and continuing through March 7th. It just opened last night. Tonight is the last night for David Sanborn at Jazz Alley. Tim Kennedy is at Vito's, and there are jams at Cafe Racer, Angry Beaver with the 200 Trio, Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline. Coming up on Monday night, a KNKX Monday night at Jazz Alley with Mark Seal's quintet playing. Devon Lewis Quartet with Stuart McDonald plays Charlie Parker tunes. And Seattle Modern Orchestra plays 188 Sullivan, Varese Meets Bird, an imaginary meeting between contemporary composer Edgar Varese and Charlie Parker. Music by Wayne Horvitz. And Discography, a spoken word piece, all at the Royal Room on Monday night. Tuck and Patty will be doing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald at the Triple Door, and Greta Matassa and Adriana Giordano will be at Block 41. That's all Monday night. Tuesday, that's Fat Tuesday, and celebrations at Boxley's in North Bend, the Royal Room, and Osteria La Spiga will be beginning around 5 o'clock. Cat Edmondson plays at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. Ladysmith Black Mambozo will be at the Neptune on Wednesday. Wally Shoup Quartet at Vito's. And the DX Tet plays at Sea Monster on Wednesday. Still on the subject of opera, the Friday night big opera party at the Opera Center in Macaw Hall features dinner, raffle, cocktails, auction, music with Gil Pettis, Thomas Marriott, and Freddie Ballantyne, who plays Charlie Parker in the Seattle Opera production. Critical Mass Big Band plays at Crossroads on Friday night, and Saturday night, great alto saxophonist Miguel Zinon Quartet will be at Town Hall, and Stephanie Porter singing at Egan's. For more details, check out the KNKX calendar for good things to see and do, and a very complete jazz calendar available at earshot.org. You can stream this program or sign up for our podcast at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.